Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And thank you so much. This morning, God bless you, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan, and to all you. We're excited about Jesus. And this is the time, what we call the great new awakening. When people are having a spiritual shift, and it's shifting our nation. You'll notice a great shift in 2016. There's going to be a great shift in our nation. People are shifting away from forgive me. It's taught on social media, it's taught on television. You see, it's cool to really be arrogant. That's cool. It's cool to just be selfish. That's cool. But do you see it this year? There's going to be a great shift. These thank yous are getting some attention, and they're becoming a part of people. You cannot thank God like that without God doing something for you and making a spiritual shift in your life. This is a time of the spiritual shift, shifting away from being selfish to being people who are compassionate. Certainly want to be compassionate. That's the spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ. See, you have to understand that these spirits are not going to get back in heaven. Has been kicked out. Satan had those spirits of being selfish. He was the most selfish person on the face of the earth. He was only concerned about himself. Me, when I can get. And his spirit got kicked out of heaven. And it's barred. He barred that those spirits, that like spirits, arrogant spirits. That's why the Bible says God hates pride. That's the first thing on his list. All that pride, thinking you're somebody great. Those spirits will not get back into heaven. You don't want them, because they're not going to go to heaven. You get up there at the gate, they'll see that spirit coming and bar you. You won't even get to the gate, because they don't want any type of satanic spirit that was kicked out of heaven back in heaven. I don't know what I'm saying something here. You got to catch this. You think you're going to heaven, but you mean as you can be. They don't have no spirits of meanness up there. It will not be so. You think you're going to heaven and you're arrogant. They're not going to let that spirit into heaven. They're not going to do it. That's a spirit that got kicked out. They're not going to do it. I know you have this beautiful sense. You're very, very, very smart. You can see that out. They're not going to let those spirits back in heaven. They got kicked out. They're not going to let them back in. And let me tell you, rebellion is not going to be let in heaven. Because that's what Satan was. Rebellion is against God. They're not going to let that spirit back in heaven. So that's young type spirit. I'm sorry to tell you, but you're not going to get in heaven with that. That's why the saints are always teaching, be sweet saints, be loving saints, be kind saints, be forgiving saints, the spirit of Christ is like that. Look at how he was on this earth, and you'll see what kind of spirit gets into heaven. If Jesus was arrogant, he wouldn't have been able to go back to heaven and sit at the right hand of the Father. If Jesus was rebellious against his father, all you heard him talk about was his father. He wouldn't be able to go back and sit at the right hand of the Father. If Jesus was the type of person where he was not compassionate, he would never have been able to go back and keep his father. You've got to become sweet. You've got to become loving and kind and generous. Jesus was always generous. He was gave his life and everything else. That's the spirit that he wants us to take. That's why that they call us Christians. We're supposed to be like Christ. And then if you read the word, that's over there in Genesis, verse something about 27, that we were created in God's image. What does that mean? To be like God. Amen. God bless you. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
God bless you. It's good to be here this morning on a Monday morning. On a Monday morning. Amen. And we appreciate you. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your blessings and for your goodness and your kindness. Thank you for your anointing that destroys all the yokes. Thank you, Lord, because you have been there all the way in every situation for us. Oh, we thank you for the phenomenalness of you. You're so ultra awesome, so ultra phenomenal. You are our hero, and you're the one, Lord, that you do in every situation. You're all we have, and you're all we need, and you are all we want. We praise you continuously because you're always doing so many things that we don't even think about, and yet there's thousands of things you do for us. Even last night, who on this line kept your heart beating? Yet God designed you so it stayed and continued to be that thing that God did. And you let our hearts beat over 1,000 times while we didn't know anything about it. And we never gave you a thank you for it. You're the one who kept us alive. And we can wake up and give you a thank you for that. We may have said thank you, but we weren't specific about how you had been so good. And then on top of that, while we were sleeping and didn't know anything about it, you let us breathe over 1,000 times. Oh my God. No wonder you put in my spirit and my heart to start the new awakening. We'll be thank you, thank you, thank you. And on the God line, we'll be thank you over 1,000 times. God, we just thank you and appreciate everything you've done. We are cognizant and have the awareness that perhaps there's some things that we have done that we weren't meaning to do. We're sorry. Forgive us. All sins and sins of omission and sins of commission. Yeah, I know. We want to live a holy life. And many times we don't even know some things that we're doing that you don't approve of until we come into the cognizance of it. Yeah. Lord, help us, we pray. There's some things last year I didn't know, but I know them this year. There's some things 10 years ago I didn't know. But as we grow in grace, we learn how to live holy for you. And we bless your holy name. There's some things that Mother Annie Johnson didn't know 5 years ago, she knows now. And Lord, thank you for her in Jesus' name. Bless her, I pray. Bless us all on the prayer line and give us, God, a damn victory. And you did show that this year shall be a year of victory. And you want us to proclaim these things in the name of Jesus because it positions us to receive over awesome miracles. Thank you for it. And we bless your holy name, Lord, by saying thank you, Jesus, 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 thank you, thank you, thank you. And we just pray these things in the name of the Lord Jesus, mindful of what was said by you, Jesus, in John 14, 30. If we ask anything in your name, you will do it that the Father may be glorified. And we do this in your name for the glory of the Father. Your word cannot be a lie. Thank you, Lord. God bless all of you, on this webinar. My. I want to give you an assignment. I want to give you an assignment that this year, and as soon as you can, bring at least 5 people to the prayer line. I want to get them blessed. I want to get them a miracle. There's so many people around you who need miracles, and they can get it. A miracle if you come to this bloodline. And so I'm going to ask you and challenge you to do this. Bring these five to the bloodline and see what God does for them and because of them. See what he does to you. Remind you that Job 42 and 10 says, the captivity of Job was not dispelled, or it was not taken away until Job prayed for his friends. Yeah. Bring your friends to the front line. Let them be prayed for. You pray. Pray for them. Bring them to the front line. The captivity of Job was not taken away until he thought, but he prayed for his friends. That's what it says. Look at that, Job 22 and 10. Amen. In other words, it's double for your trouble when you're concerned about other people. When you're only concerned about yourself, you will go through captivity. But when you are concerned about who God is concerned, he's concerned about everybody. And when you're concerned about those around you and in your area, God will bountifully bless you. God bless you. I want to say a word here, a little further word in just a moment. But I want us to wake up a little bit here and then speak to God. And then I want us to do a praise check. And then also, I want us to loose things on our family and upon ourselves. I'll try my best to meet you today in Jesus. Let's go. Good morning to you. Are y'all awake this morning? Good morning. Wake up. Let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. Bless you. Give everybody open your mouth and give him praise. Thank you, Lord. Don't miss him.
And I will give unto you. He's going to give. There's a verb there.
That's an action word. To be the keys of the kingdom. Everybody say give. He will give this to more on you.
Give
this unto you.
Give.
The keys of the kingdom. Give. Mm-hmm. Now watch this. And whatsoever thou shalt bind, everybody say bind.
Oh.
Bind. See, this is an action verb here. To bind something takes action. Whatsoever you shall bind, verb, on earth shall be bound in heaven. What, you got to bind it on earth, because if you bind it on earth, what's it going to be? Bound in heaven.
Amen.
But now let me ask y'all something now, and I'm opening it up. This is a wisdom seminar. Let me go a little further, then I'm going to open the points. Whatever you bind on earth, action shall be bound in heaven. And then whatever thou shall loose, that's action there too. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Okay? I'm preaching this message, not this morning, but I'm talking about the verbs. Now, how do you bind things on earth, and how do you loose things on earth? And I'm asking because everything that is said, what you bind on earth is going to be bound up there with Jesus in heaven, when God is in heaven. And whatever you need on earth is going to be loosed up there with Jesus in heaven. In the name of Jesus, I'm having to mute some of you all because you got noise in the background. All right, now, how do you lose things? How do you find things? Somebody, this is the wisdom seminar. I'm opening up the wisdom seminar. I'm talking about verbs, amen. Losing and binding. How do you bind? How do you lose? The line is up to you, saints of God. I know you ought to know this. How do you bind things? How do you lose things? The line's open. Who's first?
Good morning, Ambassador.
Good morning.
I think you lose it by speaking it out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm. That's it. My. You want it? That's like, my God, bless you so much. And how do you lose things? You lose them out of your mouth. How do you bind things? You do it the same way.
Like Johnson in Texas, you use the same voice. And you speak it in authority, under the authority of the Holy Ghost, believing it by faith as you speak it. You believe it according to God's word.
That's it. My God. Now, let's see how many of y'all are binding a lot of things in the lives. Do you bind things by sitting there and shaking your head? I need to know that.
No.
What can you bind by sitting there shaking your head, you know, just giving emotion? What can you bind?
I love
it. You can't bind nothing. Okay. Can you, if I got up and ran around this room right here and shouted, would that bind anything?
Oh, unless you're speaking out your mouth.
Unless you're speaking from your mouth. Let's go back here. Yeah, I don't want to miss it here. And I don't want us to miss it, you know. Let's get that again. It says here, I'm reading these words, Matthew 16:18. And this is the King James Version. And I say also unto thee, and he's talking about Peter, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. And I think, in order to understand what Matthew's talking about, go back the first one or two before that, and you'll see what Mark is talking about. Yeah. But I'm going to build my church, Peter, and on this rock. I will build my church. And then he said, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. My God. Then he goes on to say this. Now, these are red letters. Who does that mean? Who's speaking? Jesus goes on to say, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom. What do keys do?
Open things, unlock.
They unlock things. They open goes on to say, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. That means, yeah, I'm giving you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Joseph says the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth. Now, what are we here also? On earth. Amen. And you all told me a moment ago, we bind things with our mouth. We speak them into existence. Now, that ought to click in your mind here because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. And in the beginning, God spoke things. He made the heavens and the earth by doing what? Speaking them. He spoke them into existence. My old pastor, Dr. S. E. Mitchell. Y'all remember Dr. Mitchell who died and was raised from the dead. He used to say God spoke three letters. He said L-E-T, cows started coming into existence. And the earth was in existence. He said L-E-T. And the heavens came into existence. He said L-E-T. And all the fish in the sea started jumping. And all everything. So God spoke them into existence. How did he speak it? With his mouth. He spoke it with his mouth. And it came into existence. And then if you read there in Genesis around 126, 127, it talks about how we were made in his own image. What does that mean to y'all? If we were made into his own image. Anybody? The line is over here. What does that mean? That you were made into his own image, into God's own image.
Praise the Lord, Jesus, Ambassador Stent, meaning that take like his image. We are partakers of his divine nature. The authority that he given us is in him. He didn't separate us. But praise the Lord. And then I'm going to, if you don't mind, elaborate a little bit on that scripture that says, whatever you bind in the Greek, if the Greek word is deal, what you put your foot on, what you bind, what you command, what you speak on this earth, whatever it is, when you speak it according to my word, he said, I am joining you in heaven with it. Meaning, it's already done up there. It's all agreeing with you. Whatever you open up your mouth, the corners of your mouth and speak it, I am joining with you in heaven because it's already done. I will bring heaven out of your mouth. You can bring heaven to earth. Glory to God. And whatever you release in the atmosphere, whatever you release in the atmosphere, according to my word, Greek word, neo, open up, speak it out of your mouth. Glory to God. When you say no weapons formed against me shall prosper, he says, I have already agreed with you in heaven, and no weapons formed against you shall prosper. I have spoken this in the same authority, the access, the keys I've given to my son, I've given to you. You're sitting on the right hand of the Father with the Son. You're a royal priesthood. You're more than conquerors. By his stripes, I'm what? I'm healed according to his word. And then he tells us, I'm going to watch over my word to perform it. And my word will not return unto me void, because why? Me and my Father is one. I told you that you can command things. You can call them to come into existence just by speaking my word. You can speak to the mountain, and the mountain has flown. It intelligent food over. He said, but I will watch over my word. I am faithful, that promise. I cannot lie. You are me, you, every one of us, he says, are partakers of his divine nature. I'm in the inside of you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I am in the inside of you. Oh, God bless you. Hallelujah.
Oh, so beautiful. Oh, you open it up, amen. Somebody else wants to say a word here. It's certainly open to you. Come on, amen. We'll say a word about this, Matthew 16 and 19. And I give unto thee the shall loose on earth, shall be loosed in heaven. Who else wants to speak on that? Give me what the Lord has given to you. Anything? All right. The line is open to you. Anybody else? Come on. Jump right in there. Whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be. Do y'all believe that?
Yes, sir.
I believe. Amen. Well, loose it on your mind. Tell us what it means to you. Amen. Whatsoever thou shalt bind, whatsoever thou shalt loose, shall be loosed in heaven. Give us what you believe about that. Anybody else? All right. I'm going back to those verbs again. Bind, amen. Loose. You have the authority. Made in God's own image, to bind on earth and to loose on earth. Then you have to loose it out of your mouth. Now, what I've been doing with this is that I want you, in fact, the Holy Ghost told me to make this a part of my line every morning. We're going to get there. We're going to get there. Every morning, I want us to have this time of loosing. Loosing things on this earth upon you and upon your family. See, you let that generational curse be loosed upon you long enough. It's time to loose both the awesome blessings on you and your family. So I'm going to say several things. I want you to open your mouth. Don't sit there and say, oh, well, I'm going to listen for no while. No. You can tell them blessing right away. You can tell when somebody's speaking out and blessing on you right away. You don't have to sit there and listen. And one of the things I'm not going to let go of is how to recognize real voice of God. Some of y'all have listened to the voice of the enemy. And I'm putting this in our ambassador-elect manual, the handbook of training, how to recognize the real voice of God. I'll say this again. Some of y'all have been listening to the voice of the devil. How do you know, Dr. John? Because some of y'all are sitting there when I have asked you to say a word for the Lord, and a voice told you, you know, that you don't do things like that. Who you think is talking to you? Who you think is saying that to you? And one of the ways to recognize the real voice of God is to ask the question. Ask the question, what the Lord, if I had you to say a word about the Lord, open your mouth and loose blessings upon you. If I ask you to open your mouth and loose blessings, and you, if I ask you to say a word about the Lord, and you heard a voice say, oh, no, that ain't your style. Don't you get on there and say that's not Jesus. Who do you think is saying that? Ask the question. Do you think Jesus said that to you, or did you think the devil said that to you? That can speak to me, and I speak by my God, because the word supports that. The devil said that. Yeah. And then another voice, loose things upon you and your family. What do you think gave you that? Do you think God said, Bernard, ask the people to loose blessings on them and themselves and their family? Or do you think the devil said, Bernard, ask the people to loose blessings, because the Bible says whatever they loose with their mouth shall be loosed in heaven. Ask them to loose these things, blessings upon them and their family. Why would the devil say something like that? He would not. Because that goes against his kingdom and what he's trying to accomplish. Who do you think told me to come to you and tell you that we will loose blessings upon ourselves and our family? Have to be God. God did that. And then the word says, well, let me ask y'all, what is sin? What is sin? Come on. What is sin? Is sin simply disobedience to God's word? Why did he give the Ten Commandments? And when they broke the Ten Commandments, that was God's word, it was sin. Sin is disobedience to the word of God. Now, does God speak any new words other than the Ten Commandments? He's speaking to you all the time. Those are the words he's speaking to you. Yes, he does. And God said, have the people to loose these things upon themselves. you disobey the Lord, you're going to watch that you don't fall into sin. And then you'll be wondering why you didn't get blessed all this year. You didn't do what the Lord said to. It's not what Bernard is saying do. It's what the Lord spoke to you and told me to bring to you and ask you to do it. You sing to put it, gave you the privilege. Now, is that compassion from God or is that selfishness from God? Which one is it?
Compassion.
That's compassion. He always wants the best for you. He always wants for you to be blessed. He always wants you to be saved. He always wants your family to be blessed. He always wants you to be victorious. He always wants you to be an overcomer. He always wants you to be the head and not the tail. God wants you to be great. God wants you to have victory in your hands. That's what he wants from you. But the enemy always wants to kill you. He wants to kill your son. He wants to kill your daughter. I got a message from and it says, if you don't fight, if you don't become violent, it's over for your child. Because your child is depending on you. Who teaches your child to fight? Who teaches your child how to walk? You should teach them. And the Lord wants you to proclaim these things over yourself. I won't take so long about the days. But I got to get this over to you because it's so important. Whatever you lose. Now, let's have a training session here this morning. And I don't mean it arrogant. I know you're intelligent and everything else. But I'm just trying to follow the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost uses simplicity. And these little intricacies that he does, most people miss them, and they don't get the ultra awesome lesson because they don't follow the simple lections. Let's have a little training session here. I want you to say these things out. I'm going to say you, but you say I, okay? Yeah. You are more than a conqueror. You say I am more than a conqueror. See, that gives you, and that makes it personal. And you speaking these things over your life, say it like you mean it. You are more than a conqueror. You can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. I can do all things. You are victorious. It's not over for you. Say, it's not over for me.
You will make it.
It's going to be all right.
It's going to be all right.
You're coming out with your hands up.
Thank you.
You are great. I am.
That's great.
And you are getting greater.
I am.
You're more than a conqueror. You already have the victory. You are the head and not the tail. You will be debt free. Say like you knew. You are well and not sick. You are successful. You are a winner.
I am a winner.
You are prosperous.
I am prosperous.
You are blessed. I am blessed. You are triumphant. I am
triumphant.
You are an overcomer. I am an overcomer. You will conquer that thing. I will conquer that thing. The victory is in your hands. The victory is in my hands.
The victory is in my hands.
You will stand. I will
stand.
You will continue. I will
continue.
You will last. I will last. God, everybody. Now, why am I teaching this and training you all to do this? Because you've got to lead millions of people.
Yes.
If not billions of people, you will be leading millions upon millions of people. And you've got to get it in your spirit before they can get it. It's like your daughter, like your son. If it ain't in your spirit, it's not going to get in your spirit. You won't be able to teach them. So it's very, very important that y'all, this is so simple, but it's so important that you get it and you speak it. Amen. I heard your master stint. Amen. I know you got it. And why don't you do this tomorrow? Take this task on tomorrow to teach this. And this is the beginning of the year, y'all. You know, we still in the prayer line, but I'm setting things up for the whole year. Amen. That's why I'm taking time here this morning. Amen. I'm doing the same thing in Amazing Grace, trying to set things up for the whole year. All right. And that's what Steph, can you come and do that tomorrow for us? Are you there? All right. See, I'm going to go back in our office.
Yes, sir, Chief. I'm present. I'm present. It just took a while to connect. But yes, sir, I can. If I can get in here by 6:10, praise the Lord.
Oh, yeah. We'll try to do it before then. All right?
Praise God.
You have me. I have what I call loosing and loosing blessings upon people in that family. That's what I want you to do tomorrow. Lead them into loosing blessings upon you and their family. Okay? All right. That's tomorrow. Tuesday. Amen. I don't know. Let me see. I want to get a present. Do this every day. Amen. We can lose these blessings. God said it will bless you all year long. I want you to lose it every day upon you and your family. All right. On Wednesday, Ambassador Dr. Hague, are you there? Can you do that for us on Wednesday? She may be on Wednesday, amen. But I'm going to ask you to do that on Wednesday. Help me get the word to her. And then on Thursday, I want to see if Master Stern will come at least go see me on Thursday. So I'm going to be stiff, and I'll be back to do it on Friday. And that will be Hagen and then Stern. We got it.
I will be available Thursday.
Thank you.
Back with me. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you. Praying for you. All right. But God said this is so very important. This is what a great keys. Actually, that's what it says right there. I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom. Keys. And I give unto thee the keys of the kingdom. This is one of the great keys of the kingdom right here. And whatsoever you loose on earth, whatsoever you bind on earth, and whatsoever you loose, I'm going to get us loosing these blessings on our family. Okay? God bless you. I still got time to pray for you and the others on the line. We'll pray this morning. We'll open up the prayer request. If you do have a prayer request, thought we weren't going to get to it, yes, we are to it now. Amen. If you have a prayer request, let it be known on this prayer line so we can get some prayer for you. Prayer changes things, y'all. And a wasted day is a day without prayer. All right? So come over. The line is open to you. Prayer request. If you have a prayer request, let it be known.
Morning, everybody. This is Ambassador Charlotte Gray, Kansas, Missouri. I have an urgent prayer request. A friend of mine's daughter is at KU fighting for her life. She's in a coma. She's 2.5 years old. Her name is Kiara Ortiz. We can all pray for her today, Kiara Ortiz, and I will keep you all posted. God bless you.
Yeah, I heard that request. I heard you. She's 2.5 years old fighting for her life. Who would want to pray for that? I know all of you do, but who will pray for Kiara? Amen. Okay, you understand. All right. The line is open to you to pray, saints of God. Amen. Jump in there. Surely you can hear God on that.
pray, Chief. Praise the Lord, Ambassador Starr. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before your presence right now, God. We are already in the presence and in the midst of a mighty breakthrough. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, you heard your servant's request. Oh God, standing in proxy for key. In the name of Jesus, everyone that is up under the sound of the voice, heard that prayer request. We yoke together this morning, oh God, and we complete in the blood of Jesus. Oh, we bind the spirit off this young girl. In the name of Jesus, remember in the Bible when Peter's daughter was sick and he called her to rise up, dance her, rise up in the name of Jesus. And God, we speak the word over her in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of death off of her. We bind the spirit of that coma out of her body. We would bind it right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we loose your power over her. We loose it from the heaven. We loose it from the heaven rain. We loose it, oh God, that she shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. We pray, oh God, that the life and power is in the mouth of the tongue. In the name of Jesus, and we speak your word, oh God, because it is so, that you have life in the tongue, and we speak life unto the key this morning, in the name of Jesus, and Lord, she shall rise and declare the works of the Lord. She shall rise and thank God for the good of his goodness. And oh God, I feel you have a mandate on her life. God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray that there is no negative room. We pray, oh God, that there is no one speaking negative, but they're praying, oh God, positive in her spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we thank you and believe you and we trust you, oh God, that it is so, saith the Lord. God bless. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you. Any other prayer question?
I need some funds filled out by this doctor, and I'm praying that he will fill them out in my honor.